Hello, thank you for joining us. I'm Lucas Kitchen, and these are my compatriots, my colleagues, my co-workers. John, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm John Gooding, the old timer in the bunch.
Who's this other guy with a hat?
And I'm Sean Lazar.
And we are all wearing hats for a very special reason. This week we announced that our registration for our annual, we're hoping it's going to be annual, it's our first annual big camping trip, big Free Grace International camping trip, it's open for registration now. And so we want to just tell you a little bit about that. And we've written down some questions that we think you might ask. And so we're going to try to cover some of those so that we can kind of hit the high points. If you've got questions that we don't cover in this video, we'd love to talk to you. You can always reach us at through email, info@freegrace.in. Okay, Sean, I'm going to pitch it to you first. I want everybody to hear a little bit about what you called the germ of this idea.
Yeah. And I don't mean like an infectious disease. I mean like the beginning. I initially had this idea for an Appalachian Trail men's retreat where we would go hiking, which is where I got this cap here. We went to Blood Mountain and did the southern portion of the Appalachian Trail. And that went amazing. I mean, I think the men's retreat there was great with hiking. It was just awesome. And I also wanted to do a bigger, more conference, a national parks conference is what I was thinking about it in my head. Let's go to different national parks and go camp together and hear some good Bible teaching, but also just enjoy the outdoors together. And it turned out a lot of the men, or all of the men basically on the men's retreat, were like, wouldn't it be great if we got together with our families and our kids could play together and our wives can get to know each other? And wouldn't it be great to have an outlet for that? So, of course, I thought this is the National Parks Conference. And so Can we put this together? So the men's retreat went so well that you guys were convinced, let's try to do this National Parks Conference. We're calling it a family campout conference. And John did all of the legwork in finding Hot Springs National Park as our inaugural kind of place to meet together. And maybe John can tell us about what that's going to look like.
Well, finding a place to have, you know, I don't know, we might have 100, 150 people. We don't know. I think we've got, 41 people already that are going to the group. Yep. But finding a place that we can have that many people in a national park is like almost impossible. And so anyway, we're trying Hot Springs because it seemed like it was more doable than some of the other ones because you have to reserve them like a year in advance. And so this is kind of like a test. So it's a nice little, real small little campground, and we've got 32 sites reserved in it. But the nice thing about it is that it's just right next to town. So people that don't want to camp can stay there. And plus there's lots of things to do if the weather is not cooperating. You know, so it just gives us some different options rather than being out on a mountainside or somewhere like that, that we don't have it many options. So, but maybe we can work up to that.
Yeah.
We're going to try this out and see if it works good.
Yeah.
So, John, you hit on the first question I have written down, and I'll pitch this to either one of you guys. Let's say that I'm really concerned because I know that every time I camp, I have a really bad hair day. And so I want to not camp, but I want to fellowship with everybody. What's my options?
Your option is to come. We have RV spots reserved for people who have RVs or who want to rent an RV at a place like rvshare.com or for people who just want a tent camp. But that is not a criteria for you coming. You can come and stay in an Airbnb, stay at a Vrbo, stay at a hotel, whatever you want. Come to the conference fellowship during the day. There's probably fees associated with that, right? Entering into the park fees, John? I don't know. Usually there is. No, it's free.
Actually, not at this park. No, this is a unique park.
Even better. So just come, get a hotel, get an Airbnb, live the luxury lifestyle while the rest of us kind of just roll around in the mud, and then come for the fellowship during the day and for Bible teaching in the mornings and the evenings, weather permitting. And yeah, so don't let that stop you. Come to the conference and just fellowship with other Grace families.
But if you show up having had a shower recently, you will get comments from other campers about how jealous they are. But other than that, I bet you won't hear a certain thing or a single thing. Now, John, you're saying it's free. Tell us about that for like day use and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's free. There's a bunch of day use areas, and so you can just come and go anytime. And it's a cool little campground because it's got this little stream that runs right next to it. And so a lot of the campsites are just right on this, you know, next to the stream.
Yeah.
And also there's three hotels literally within 1 mile of the campsite.
Okay. So really within walking distance, you could have a nice bed with actual sheets, which would be cool.
Yeah.
So what do I need to bring? Let's say that I don't camp much. I want to give it a shot, but I'm going to come camp. I'm going to go try it. But I haven't been on a camping trip in a long time, or maybe never. What types of things do I need to bring? And that would include, do I need to bring my own food? Do I need to bring my own socks? What all am I liable for here?
You would want to bring your own food. And whatever things you're going to need for sleeping and all of that. And also, you're going to want to bring some camping chairs, one for everybody in your group. And because, you know, we're hoping to be able to have group meetings either all together or in smaller groups. And so you want a chair that you can easily move from spot to spot.
Sean, anything to add to that?
Yeah, definitely. Camping chairs. Bring, I don't know, if you have an RV, you're going to have a kitchen and all that stuff. But if you have a tent, then, you know, make sure to bring a like little Coleman stove, get your little camp kits, you know, with plates and dishes and stuff to eat out of. Get, maybe bring one of those little plastic, they have these camp things where you can wash dishes in a little plastic, you know, container or something. I'm not really sure. I mean, use your common sense, you know, bring more clothes than you would think. Because if it rains and the kids get really muddy, you're probably going to have more than one change of clothes for those kids. But otherwise, just, bring flashlights and warm clothes. Bring a blanket, camp blanket, in case it gets cold in those cold nights. But we will probably have a suggested list of things to bring if you're camping. So,
in fact, I think we have it written up and we'll send it out. Sean is our chief of promotion for this event. So I don't know, Sean, you'll probably send it out in the next couple of months or something.
Right? Yeah. We have a bit of time here to prepare, and most of it is just common sense stuff. But we'll send out a list that you guys can use.
Now, you guys mentioned food, and I want to talk about that a little bit. So maybe on a future trip, we might try to have joint meals. We really tried to make this idea of joint meals happen, but it turns out it's more complicated than you'd think when you don't have an industrial kitchen to do it. And so we think it's very possible that people might kind of ad hoc eat together. But for this trip, you as a camper are to bring your own food. That's what I'm hearing you guys say. So talk a little bit about what we will do together, because we have some kind of group activities planned. So maybe, Sean, you want to take that one?
So we're camping, but I do want this to be a Bible conference. I do want there to be some Bible teaching. So it's not all fun.
Well, now it's fun too. Come on.
Actually, it's fun for the Bible nerds, and I know it's fun for a lot of Free Grace people. They hear teaching that they don't need to worry about, or like check their I, dot their I's or cross the T's. They know they can trust Lucas and I to teach Grace clearly. So we're going, weather permitting, we're going to be teaching in the mornings and we're going to be teaching in the evenings. And we're planning on having, you know, kind of worship together with some music and some prayer and of course the conference messages. And it's not going to be super academic, right, Lucas? It's going to be, you know, just kind of, you know, a good solid message, something to think about, but it's not academic. We're not trying to footnote things and that sort of thing. We want just preaching that anyone can appreciate. And we're even kind of debating whether to have the kids sit in on that teaching or whether to let them go off on their own and do a more kid-appropriate teaching. We're kind of in, I think we're still debating that, right, guys?
Oh, I don't like the word debate, but we're talking it over.
Discussing,
I wouldn't mind hearing from people, maybe in the comments, if, I mean, we'll get a sense as people register what age their kids are, so we may have an idea about this, but some of my kids are pretty young, so I want to hear from people. What do you think on that? Should we have the kids in with us during kind of an adult Bible study time? Should we separate them out? We have different, you know, different ideas on how either of those could work. But we'd love to hear from you guys on that, what your opinion is. Yeah. Only give us your opinion if you're going to be there. We don't want the opinion of people that aren't going
to
be there.
Yeah, you guys so, just, yeah, you don't, yeah. But come, if you have an opinion, then make sure to make it happen and
if
come.
If you have an opinion, come. You better come. Yeah. John, so he talked a little bit about the Bible study, but we also were thinking of trying to have some extra goodies for people kind of in a central location. Do you want to say something about that and kind of what the idea is there?
Yeah, our thought is on Friday night that we would provide a hot dog dinner for everybody coming in because, you know, people will be getting in, setting up their camp and everything. And so we're going to provide a hot dog supper for everybody. And then every night after our evening Bible time, we wanted to have a dessert fellowship. So we'll have some kind of nice, you know, thing. And then we'll have a drinks tent set up for coffee and tea for any time of the day or night. People come by there and get that.
That'd be good. That'd be great.
So if you're a caffeine addict, you can get that any time of the day.
Yeah.
Get some desserts. Because and that sort of grew out of, we were saying, hey, let's do these big banquet meals with everybody every night. And we're like, wait a minute, that's really complicated. But we could do desserts and it would still give us that sense of fellowship.
Yeah.
And then everybody is conversing and having a good time after we've eaten our own dinner. I think it's going to be great. I think it'll be a really good, a good thing.
And really, there is nothing stopping people. If you have your camp chairs, you make your own food, and you just kind of sit around together and eat supper together. So this is one of the kinks that one of the experiments we're trying for this time around. But let me say one other thing that we are going to provide for the kids, especially after the morning Bible teaching. We want every day to have an hour just for kids-centric activities, and we're partnering up with the Davis family at Projects for Missions, and they're going to come and they're going to help us do a kid-centric program for 1 hour per day during the conference. So that kind of will give the parents time, breathing time, to just kind of hang out together for that hour. And then I believe Sarah and Krista were talking about doing crafts for the kids as well in the afternoon, kind of optional activities for them.
Beautiful. Yeah, that'll be great. Okay, practical question. I'm going to fire this one at John because, John, I think you are the camp expert among us. Will there be showers at this campsite?
No and yes. The campground itself does not have showers.
Okay.
They do have flush toilets, and I checked them out, and they're good, but they do not have showers. But we are going to have a shower.
Tell me about that.
We have purchased a propane instant hot water heater. It came in this week, and that thing works good. I mean, just as hot as you want it to be. And so we will have a shower set up. It's going to be in the back of a trailer. And so it'll be private and everything, and it will be big enough to take a shower in. And so it'll be a camping shower, but it'll be a comfortable one.
That's fantastic.
So it'll be free for anybody to use that doesn't have a shower. And also there's a number of people that'll have RVs that would be glad to let, you know, others come in and use their shower as well.
I know that's true.
We've got two RVs that we know that would be glad to let people come and take showers, and they're going to be right there at the central location.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, on my once per month showering schedule, I don't know that it'll fall on that camping trip anyway, so I think I'm okay. But for everybody else, they may be looking for those showers. So One thing that some folks might be wondering is, okay, so for those of you that know about us and our ministry, we're a free grace ministry. That basically means that we very strongly emphasize faith alone in Christ alone for salvation. And so there are some events out there that are so niche that somebody that doesn't know the lingo and the jargon, they may feel a little out of place. So one of the questions I want to ask is, if there's somebody that's never heard of free grace before, free grace theology, or doesn't know anything about that, are they still welcome at this event? And what's the vibe? I mean, is it something that you kind of have to know a lot about this sort of theology to fit in, or can someone just fit in? Sean, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I would say I think this would be a good event to invite a friend who's kind of interested in these things and invite an inquirer. Because really, what do we believe in? We believe that God is gracious. Who's going to deny, you know, who's going to say no to that? Yeah. And we believe that, you know, God saves people by faith apart from works. Most Protestants are supposed to believe in that, you know. So I think your friends who are open would benefit. I think they'd be blessed to come and to hear these things. Now, if your friend likes to argue and they're kind of combative, maybe this is not the time for you to invite your friend to this event. But if they're open and they're an inquirer, I would say welcome them. Have them come.
You're saying, like, even if your friend is argumentative, but even if you're argumentative, you know, wait till next year.
Yeah, don't come to stir up trouble. We want to have fun.
Yeah, that's not what this is.
No,
this is mostly about fellowship and a safe place to get together and talk.
Yeah.
And, I would say it's a safe place for discovery. So, you know, if you're interested in some of these ideas, which, like Sean said, are very standard, at least they should be very standard among Protestants, you know, but if you've never heard of it, that's okay. This would be a great time to come. Okay, I'm going to finish up with this question. I'm going to pitch this at both of you. I'll start with you, John. What do you hope will be accomplished by this Free Grace International camping trip in 2024?
Fellowship. That's the main thing, is just to have families spend time together. This past week, we went on a camp out with, there's about 40 people that went, and it was just amazing to see how much fun all of the kids had for hours just being together and playing together outside, you know, and then the adults just sitting around the campfire, talking, sharing about concerns in their life and encouraging one another. And it was just a great experience. And to make new friends and to have the, you know, the common view of wanting to encourage one another in the Lord, I think it's just, that's what it's all about to me.
Yeah, that's good. Sean, what do you hope that will be accomplished at this, this trip?
Yeah, I want to echo that. I mean, discipleship happens in community. So what looks like this looks like, hey, it's just fun. It's a vacation or something like that. It is, but it's also discipleship and community, encouraging each other, exhorting each other. We might feel like a little tired, a little burnt out, a little lonely, and we need that exhortation. We need that encouragement. We need to make those friends, those human connections. Just this morning, I was getting texts from the guys from the men's hiking retreat. I mean, we've stayed in touch like that. So I want people to leave with their kids becoming friends, with their wives becoming friends, with their husbands becoming friends, not just for the sake of friendship, but for the sake of encouraging discipleship. So I hope that we can be of service to people in that way.
Yeah. Well, I'll wrap with what I hope to accomplish. Those things that you guys said, obviously, but also, you know, Jesus came to build something. He came to do a number of things, but one of the things he came to do is to build something, to build the church. And while this event itself is not a local church, it is something that some of us who are part of the church, part of the body of Christ, are doing together. And I want to see it build us stronger as part of the church that is here to help the greater church move a little closer to a clear understanding of grace. And I think we can do that. I think if we band together and we have fellowship, we can each then go and have influence in the churches where we are and the communities where we are and help others become clearer on the gospel. And I hope this event does that for us. So, guys, any other things we need to cover that you can think of?
I would say this. If you'd really like to come, but finances might be a difficulty, we have made some provisions for maybe being able to scholarship a couple families. So reach out for that possibility. Reach out at info@freegrace.in. But also, if you would like to donate in order to scholarship some families to come, then please do that. We would definitely need donations. This is not going to be a moneymaker for us. This is a break-even proposition for us. So if you want to donate to this to allow families to come to be encouraged, then you're welcome to do that. And if you need a scholarship, then reach out to us at info@freegrace.in.
And if you would like to donate for a scholarship, but you also need a scholarship, then you could just pay for yourself and it'll solve the whole thing.
Yeah.
John, any final words that you can think of that we need to cover?
Yeah. Send us in your questions and maybe we can do a little follow-up on this and pick up anything we missed.
Very good. Well, thanks for watching, you guys. Feel free to reach out to us, as Sean said and John said too. info@freegrace.in is our best email to reach us. Our website is www.freegrace.in. If you want to register for this event, and I hope that you do want to register for this event, you can get to that by going to freegrace.in/events, and you can register right there on the page and watch a little video about what we're doing and all of that. So thank you so much for watching, and we will be back with you sometime soon.